East Coast Breakfast.
So we've spoken about it, and we're one sleep away from the big day. East Coast Radio's Toy Story Corporate Day. It's the day where we raise the money to make an intervention to take a school from "Are you even a school?" to "I want to go to that school level." It's a proper intervention. Obviously, we're still collecting toys and all of those, and we're going to be broadcasting East Coast Breakfast from 5:30 at Gateway. Anyone who's early bird can come and join us there.
With
bring
food.
Coffee.
Okay, you can see where our heads are.
Anyone coming off the night shift, come make a turn on the way home. And everyone is going to be there. And we obviously want to ask everyone to dig deep, find that CSI budget, what's left in that, pledge that to us, challenge everyone else to pledge. And then, guys, how cool is this, right? We all know this name. There's a guy by the name of Jean de Villiers.
Oh,
right?
2012 captain.
If you're from the Cape, you'll know him from Western Province or in the Currie Cup or Stormers for Super Rugby. If you're visiting from out of town, you'll know that he played for Leicester Tigers in Premier Rugby. Anyone who's followed the World Cup in, say, the last 20 years will also know that he was a South African Springbok captain.
Kind of big deal, guys.
He is the real deal. He is now, if you ever ask yourself, what do amazing rugby players do when they retire? Well, he's head of philanthropy at a company called Citadel. So his job is literally to find good causes and to intervene for Citadel. How cool is that for a job?
What a bloke.
Do you know what's even better than that?
What?
He's on the line.
Hey, yo, John.
How's it, John?
Hi, everyone. I don't have much left to say after that introduction. So, but
thanks for having me on the show. Welcome.
It's so lekker to have you on the line, man. So why? To what do we owe this pleasure?
Yeah, look, it's older than that. I do have a pretty cool job.
Yeah.
You know, we go into this time of the season, and you know, we're all very fortunate. We, you know, the kid is at home; they get presents for Christmas. You know, we can spend time with family and all of that, and loved ones. But the reality is that not everyone's in such a fortunate position. Mm. So, you know, Citadel Wealth Management, for whom I work now and for who I head up philanthropy, we are quite fortunate in that our client base are pretty, you know, they're pretty well off, and they're in a position to be able to give back. So, on the one side of the spectrum, we try and help them with their giving and finding good causes for that. But this particular one is actually the employees of Citadel, and some money that we've raised throughout the year, and to be able to give that to good causes throughout South Africa. So we're pledging 20,000 rand.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. So to your Toy Story, and just to, you know, to be able to put a smile on people's faces. You know, you mentioned that I did play rugby, so that for those that can still remember, I did play a bit, and there you've you've got a platform to really influence people and to have a positive impact on people's lives, and we saw that with the box this year, and fortunately for me, I get that platform again now, just in a totally different role. So to be able to make people happy and to be able to give is an extremely special thing to do, and we're so fortunate to be able to do that along with you.
Well, we normally take all of the pledges tomorrow, but we'll take it today. Jean de Villiers, you want to give us 20,000 rand?
Yes,
from the employees of Citadel Wealth Management. We will take that. Is there anyone you would like to challenge to match or beat your 20,000 rand, Jean?
Yeah, I think twofold. One, if there are any former or current rugby players listening, give East Coast Radio a call and let's see what you guys can come up with. And then, you know, all other corporates, and especially those in the financial world, you know, we're challenging all of them. You know, it's, again, coming back to the box, we've seen what South Africans can do if we all pull together and what can be achieved. So let's do the same with this. Let's put smiles on people's faces. Let's have a positive influence on people's lives. And as South Africans, it's our duty to make South Africa a better place.
Well, John, listen, your former captain, John Smith, is listening. He's a big fan of the show. So, hey, John, waiting for a call.
John, yeah, waiting for a call, John.
What's up, John?
I heard Stefan Tablanche is joining us tomorrow as well.
Yes, Stefan Tablanche, he was actually listening now as well to the interview. And Stefan said, you know what, I'm going to come down with you tomorrow. We're going to be there at Gateway as well. He's going to even help us man the lines for a little bit. So he's going to be taking the pledges, and who knows, maybe we can get him to dig into his pockets also.
Jean de Villiers, head of philanthropy at Citadel Wealth Management. Thank you so much for your pleasure. Thank you for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks, Thanks, guys, and well done for this whole drive, for what you guys do, and just getting everyone together. So good luck with that, and just so fortunate to be able to contribute.
Thank you, John.
Very much, John. Wow, how cool is that? Together the day before the big day, 20,000 rand. Mm-hmm. John de Villiers, head of philanthropy at Citadel. And the challenge has now been thrown out. We're going to start taking your pledges from tomorrow morning from 5:30 sharp. You can pick up that phone and you can make your pledge. You pledge an amount, we take all your details, and then we call you up at a later stage to get all your banking details and give you our banking details. But for now, all we do is take the pledges. All you have to do is tell us, I make the pledge to give you this much or this much or this much. And there's a unique number for this, which I need you to save and share with absolutely everyone in your circle of influence.
And it's 087 086 9495. East Coast Breakfast.